This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz, Morning Devotions. John Gilbert lived in a town called Paradise. Yes, there's a town called Paradise in California. Born in 1976, when he was aged five, John was diagnosed with what's called Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. It's a terrible progressive disease, one of the worst diseases you can get, actually. And this little boy and his parents were told it would eventually destroy every muscle, and within 10 years he would die. And it affects a 1 in 3,600 males, a genetic disease inherited. But John actually lived till he was 25. He lived longer than most kids did. He needed machines to help him breathe. He could only use his hand to operate a mouse on the computer. That's all he could do in the end days. But he wrote letters and articles. He couldn't speak. So this was an awful disease. But when he was in his teens at high school, the other kids ignored him. He couldn't walk straight. They used to laugh at him. And no one really understood the severity of John Gilbert's disease. He was picked on, humiliated. And there was one other student that bullied him in the lunchroom when no one else was around. And tragically, no one stood up for him because they were afraid of this bully themselves. Well, he loved sports. And one night, this is in America, the National Football League sponsored a fundraiser in a dinner. And John was the guest of honour for that night. They had an auction, and one of the items auctioned was a basketball signed by the Sacramento Kings, the professional basketball team in Sacramento, California. So John was able to actually make a bid. He raised his hands, much to the surprise of his mother, because they couldn't afford that. But the bid kept going up and up to an extraordinarily high figure, and won by a man in the room who went forward to collect this prize. But instead of returning to his seat, this man walked over to young John Gilbert and placed the basketball in his thin, small hands of a boy, a sick boy, who loved basketball. A few years later, John was able to write about that night. This is what he said. "I recall this thunderous applause. I was amazed. Have you ever been given a gift that you could never have got for yourself? Has anyone," he said, "ever sacrificed a huge amount for you without getting anything in return except the joy of giving?" Yeah, it's a simple story, but somebody noticed, cared, they bid for this prize and gave it to him. No wonder Mahatma Gandhi used to say, to find yourself, lose yourself in the service of others. I'm talking about the joy of giving. What does it mean? Most of us realize that this philosophy, do unto others, is a good thing. We applaud volunteers who give of themselves in their time, and you feel better when you help somebody else. And all the academic research confirms that achieving meaning, fulfillment and happiness comes from making others happy. Mother Teresa, for example, I've spoken about her before. She found fulfillment in giving herself to others. There's a Chinese proverb that says, if you always give, you will always have. The famous American author, management expert Ken Blanchard used to say, the more I give away, the more it comes back. It's true that if you find yourself feeling unhappy, try making someone else happy. See what happens. Well, there it is. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:25, a great word, generosity will be rewarded. Give a cup of water and you will receive a cup of water in return. I smiled when I heard about a minister's son who told of his dad's rundown church. The paint was peeling, no one had mowed the lawn, there wasn't enough money to look after the garden, and the hymn books in the church of his father's church were tattered. Plaster had fallen off. So his father called a meeting of the church to raise some money. And along came the richest man in town. And he worked on this rich man, but he couldn't get any response. So he said, let's pray about it. So he said, my father prayed to God to give him a sign that would melt the hearts of people who didn't want to give, especially that rich man. Well, he said the Lord accommodated him. Just as they were praying, an enormous piece of plaster fell off the wall directly onto the head of the wealthy man, and he leapt to his feet. The minister said, no, the other man said, I'll give $2,000. And my father said, Lord, hit him again. Hit him again. Well, look, it's not always that funny, is it? But we know that as we give, God gives to us. The Bible says, where your pleasure is, there is your treasure. Where your treasure is, there is your heart. And where your heart is, there is your happiness. So, Lord, help us to realize that it's a great thing to give. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.